Da, 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 da. Good evening, everyone. It's time for another Bedtime Story with Thompson. We're reading The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe. Chapter 11. Two Visitors. It's my father, cried Friday as he hugged and kissed the man Robinson had just freed. The man was almost dead with fear, for he had been tied up in the bottom of the boat and had no way of knowing what had been going on. He only heard the loud bursts of gunfire and the terrified screams of the savages. Tears rolled down the man's face as his son held him close and began to massage his arms and legs. They were stiff and numb from having been tied up for many days. Robinson offered the man a drink of rum and a bunch of raisins. Friday gently put the bottle up to his lips, then fed him the fruit piece by piece. The discovery of Friday's father had turned Robinson's attention away from the escaping savages. By the time he remembered them, their canoe was out of sight. The Spaniard, meanwhile, was resting under a tree. When Robinson returned to him, the man looked up with tears of thanks. Robinson lifted the weakened man up on his shoulder and carried him down to the beach. Then he gently placed him in the canoe beside Friday's father. Robinson and Friday picked up the oars and began paddling along the shore. When they reached the creek close to Robinson's fortress, they docked the canoe. Then they carried the two men up to their home and placed them on two straw mattresses to rest. While Robinson was preparing some food for their two visitors, Friday took the canoe and returned to the beach. He buried all the dead savages and the remains of their bloody feast. When Friday returned, the four men sat in the cave and talked. As Robinson spoke, Friday translated his words into the language of the natives. The Spaniard was able to understand it, for he had been living with the natives for 4 years. They discussed what might happen when the four escaped savages returned to their people. Friday's father pointed outside to the storm that had come up and explained that he didn't think the savages could survive such a storm in their small canoe. The Spaniard added that if they did survive, they would probably be blown far south of the shore where they lived. Friday reminded them all that if the savages did manage to reach their own shore safely, they probably would have been so frightened from the noise and fire of the guns, they would blame it on their evil spirits. They probably also would swear that the two creatures who attacked them, Robinson and Friday, had been sent by the spirits to destroy them. Friday's father agreed. He said that he had heard the four savages cry out about the spirits as they were paddling away. To them, no man could shoot fire, and no man could kill another from so far away. Robinson was to find out years later that these four savages did indeed return home safely, but neither they nor their fellow tribesmen ever dared set foot on the enchanted island again for fear that the fire from the gods would destroy them. However, at the time, Robinson did not know this, so for a long while he was in constant fear that the savages would return. Therefore, he was always on his guard. As Friday's father and the Spaniard recovered their strength, Robinson began to think more and more about his original plan to leave the island. Friday's father assured him that the natives in his tribe would welcome Robinson. The Spaniard was eager to leave, too, for his own men were badly in need of food and other provisions. They were at the mercy of the savages and didn't know, from one minute to the next, whether or not the savages would turn on them. These 14 surviving Spaniards on the mainland had no way of escaping, since they had no boat and no tools to build one. When Robinson suggested helping them escape, the Spaniard swore that all his men would be grateful to Robinson all their lives. They would do anything Robinson asked if he was able to rescue them. So Robinson decided to send Friday's father and the Spaniard across to the mainland to get them, but the Spaniard suggested that they wait 6 months before starting out on the voyage. That way there would be time to grow more food to take care of the 14 extra men they would be bringing back. And also, Robinson and Friday would have the help of two extra pairs of hands to plow the ground and harvest the crops. The Spaniard's advice was so good and so wise that Robinson agreed immediately. The four men set to work farming the land, baking bread, drying grapes, and preserving meat. At the end of 6 months, everything was ready for the voyage. The Spaniard knew how to operate the sails and rudder on Robinson's canoe, and Friday's father learned it quickly. Robinson gave both men muskets and gunpowder, but warned them to use their arms only in an emergency. He also gave them an 8-day supply of food and water, enough to last them on their trip to the mainland and on their return trip to the island. As Robinson said goodbye to the Spaniards and Friday's father, they arranged for the Spaniard to fire his musket twice upon his return to the island. That way, Robinson would know that friends were coming ashore. It was now 28 years and 2 months, according to the notches in Robinson's calendar post. Everything seemed to be pointing to a speedy rescue from the island. End of chapter 11. Man, I wouldn't say 28 years and 2 months was a speedy rescue. I guess they meant speedy rescue in the near future, huh?
Yeah. Coming up next, chapter 12, Englishmen reach the island.
Good night.